Republicans who control the legislature's budget committee okayed granting $500,000 to a group that would promote hunting, fishing, and trapping. The grant application process was not well publicized, and the only applicant is the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin Foundation, which has no record of outdoors training, but does have close ties to Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter, who's headed for a job at the PSC. A state panel connected to the DNR is supposed to make a recommendation on the grant today, but publicity over the controversy has prompted the DNR to allow public comments before any vote. Democratic State Representative Nick Milroy says he questions the timing of when the DNR opened up the process yesterday.
It was pretty late in the afternoon when the DNR put out a press release saying that they were going to accept public testimony at a meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Milroy says the grant process, quote, stinks, and he calls the public money being slated to go to the Republican-connected group one of the most blatant abuses of power he's seen. Representative Souter did not return a phone call, and DNR spokesman Bill Kosh declined to say very much on the record. Kosh defends the timing of the testimony.
We got asked to take public testimony. Unfortunately, there is a statutory deadline of September 3rd, which does not grant much flexibility with the holiday weekend.
The Sporting Heritage Grant Committee will make a recommendation to DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp, who will then make a final decision. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.